Blog Talk Radio.
You did not wait for me to draw nigh to you, but you clothed yourself in frail humanity. Not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me.
But he came, he died on the cross for your sins. And he's right there where you are now. All you gotta do is ask him to forgive you for all of your sins. And he's right there, just and able to forgive you for all of your sins and blot out all of your transgressions. That's why he came. He came for you. He came to seek and save you. Why don't you accept?
Good evening and welcome to Victory Against All Odds. Thank you for tuning in this afternoon, this evening. I hope everyone had a great weekend. Please call someone, text someone, tweet someone, and let them know that we are on the air live. Tell them to tune in weekly every Monday at 7:30 with me on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Victory Against All Odds, a radio talk show for the family where we talk about some of the struggles and obstacles that families face as it relates to issues of child abuse, depression, domestic violence, substance abuse, suicide, and sexual abuse. This also includes the residue that flows from the issues of life concerning these things mentioned. So let's talk. You may contact me. Write me at Victory Against All Odds, P.O. Box 26531. Again, that's Victory Against All Odds, P.O. Box 26531, Raleigh, North Carolina 27611. My email address is odds_against_U@yahoo.com. Again, that's O as in octopus, D as in dog, D as in dog, S as in Sam, underscore, against, AGAINST, underscore the letter U at yahoo.com. Or you may contact me via my confidential voicemail box at 651-571-3900, extension 343-658#. Again, that's 641-572-3900, extension 343-58#. Thank you again for joining me, all those you are listening, those that have tuned in from international waters, Africa in particular. Thank you for joining me this evening, Dr. Du and all the others. April is Sexual Awareness Month, and to kick off April, we will have Ms. Monica Johnson, Holster from the North Carolina Coalition Against Sexual Assault. I'm still waiting for her to chime in with us. Sexual assault, it is pervasive in our community. It knows no boundaries. It has no limits. It contains women, children, men of all races and economic backgrounds. It is estimated at least 1 in 4 women are impacted in their lives, in their lifetime by sexual assault. And the North Carolina Coalition Against Sexual Assault works statewide to provide prevention and training across the North Carolina state lines. NC CASA is invested in ending sexual abuse across the lifespan from children all the way to older adults. They work both in North Carolina and nationally by engaging our youth as leaders, working with faith communities, college campuses, and military, to name just a few. So please join me this evening as we hear about what North Carolina Coalition Against Sexual Assault is doing and what you can do as a community leader. Just a little bit history about NCCASA is that the organization was formed and organized in 1986 to address the issues surrounding sexual assault in North Carolina. That same year, they held their first annual retreat of local rape crisis center advocates around the state of North Carolina. And then in 1987, the board of directors began to work to incorporate the member-driven agency. The agency was officially incorporated February the 16th, 1988. They continue their annual retreat each year with more and more rape crisis advocates participating and being in attendance. The annual retreat grew and grew some more and became a statewide conference, over 150 participants, including all the rape crisis advocates, all the law enforcement agencies, nurses, campus administrators, and other aligned professionals in attendance. It was just such a collaborative effort. In 1986, they hired their first executive director. The statewide office was opened, and NCCASA immediately began to hire their staff, and they began seeking funds. The coalition sought legislative changes for NCCASA members and sexual assault victims and survivors. In 1999, they proposed to the General Assembly to expand their funding to include more rape crisis centers as well as the coalition. And then they became such a very powerful entity and a very powerful statewide nonprofit organization around the state on working on behalf of its members on both local and state levels. And NCCASA provided support, they provide information, they provide advocacy, and, of course, they provide education for their rape crisis in each county. And, you know, if you are from North Carolina, and for those of you who don't, North Carolina has 100 counties. Now, that's 100 counties. That's not including all of the cities that are included in the state, in those counties. So that's a whole lot of cities in those 100 counties. And so the North Carolina Coalition is working to make sure that every county and every city is covered, both in the local and the state level. And so then, as I was saying, they provide support for those counties, educational wise, and the rape crisis programs. Then they also cover the college campuses, and then the organizations that are other organizations that are nonprofit that would go up underneath that umbrella. And of course, they also provide support for individual members. So if you are in need of support, educational programs, and things of that nature, I know that there are other coalitions in all states. I have kind of been out there looking. So mostly all states have their own coalition. So working together nationally, they pretty much have the same vision, the same goal, the same purpose. So you who are from other states out in the West, in the central states, you connect with your local coalition of your state, and you will be able to provide support and kind of get the word out there. Those of us who are connected via Blog Talk with the same mission and the same work and the same purpose, this is a great venue, a great avenue to be able to engage in the community. And hook up with the organizations and get the word out there, and whatever that they can provide for us that are doing this via Blog Talk and just getting the information out there and being able to put on events, even such the events that I did a couple of weeks ago on the 28th This would be a great support for you all to kind of get things going and have the support and on the college campuses and other rape crisis programs and information and just being an advocate. That is a great support in terms of just talking about community support and community networking. NCCASA remains a legislative change agent by sponsoring important pieces of legislation that affect the local rape crisis centers, the coalition, and most importantly, survivors of sexual violence. And for those of you who may have tuned in for the first time, some time ago, I did talk about, you know, the definition of what sexual assault was, and rape under the North Carolina law. They have kind of fine tuned things, but just to kind of give you a refresher while I'm waiting on my guest, I wanted to at least let you know that sexual assault is a form of unwanted physical sexual conduct, including touching of the breast, the buttocks, the vagina, the penis, the anus, and in which consent was not given. That includes rape. It has various definitions upon the state statutes. It also includes both psychological coercion and physical force of the vagina, the anus, the mouth, and any objects, fingers, the penis. Both male and females can be raped and penetrated. We talked about consent. Consent is explicit approval to engage in sexual activity demonstrated by clear actions and words or words. The decision must be made freely, actively by all parties. Nonverbal communication, like pushing someone away or moving your body away from someone, silence, passivity, or lack of active resistance does not imply consent. Please hear me. Do I need to say that again? Nonverbal communication, silence, passivity, lack of action, resistance does not comply consent. In addition, previous participation in sexual activity does not, and I say that N-O-T, that's a letter, does not indicate current consent or participant or consent to one of form of the sexual activities does not comply consent or other forms of activity either. Consent has not been obtained in situations where there's force, where there's manipulation, where there is reasonable fear that would cause injury if they did not submit to your actions. It is incapable of giving consent or is prevented from resisting due to physical or mental incapacity, which includes, not limited to, the influence of drugs and alcohol. This includes drugs such as the GHB or Rohypnol or Ketamine, which is often used to facilitate sexual assault and or rape. If the person has a mental or physical disability which inhibits her ability to give sexual consent or sexual misconduct. Just to refresh you what sexual assault, sexual violence entails, so that you know she didn't say yes or she didn't say no. Forcing someone to have vaginal intercourse, engage in other sexual assault acts such as oral or anal intercourse, digital penetration, or penetration by an object. Sexual contact without full or free consent given by the person, including situations where there's drugs and alcohol, impaired a person's ability to give full or free consent, and or sexual contact when the perpetrator knows or should know the behavior is offensive to the person. And usually we're talking about then someone who you know. Sexual contact when the perpetrator knows the person is unaware of the sexual contact, I mean, they could be asleep. or unconscious, or if they're under the influence of drugs and they have passed out. Sexual contact when the person is less than the statutory age of consent in the state of North Carolina, I think that's 15. So just know and be aware that the force is any amount of threat or physical force which places the person in fear or injury or in fear for one, his or her life. The perpetrator does not need to use a weapon or beat that person to make him or her fearful of injury or for his or her life. Notice I said his or her because we have this mindset that sexual assault, sexual abuse is only women. That is truly not true. The perpetrator may be someone known to the victim. We talked about that in earlier episodes. Forced unwanted sexual intercourse with a person you know, someone referred to as an acquaintance rape. We talked about the different types of rape, the different types of sexual assault. We broke all of that down. Under the law, that is still rape. A social or dating relationship, which we call date rape, relationship which begins prior to the rape is not a defense against charges of rape. Sexual conduct is still defined, but not limited to touching in erroneous areas such as their breasts, and we talked about that, the thighs, the butt, with intent of arousing other person, and may also include any of the sexual acts included in that section. Just know that if the person says no, bottom line, end of story, if the person says subsequently sexual contact with that person may constitute both a crime under the state law and misconduct under that code. So no does not mean yes, yes does not mean no, no means no, and yes means yes. North Carolina crime, sexual offense includes but not limited to rape, things such as rape, statutory rape. We talked about statutory rape. We talked about the difference between the definition of statutory rape and sexual offense. They've included peeping, sexual harassment, stalking, cyber stalking, indecent exposure under the North Carolina Coalition Sexual Assault Act. That was in 2007. The definition also includes anal and oral penetration, as well as vaginal penetration with fingers and or objects. So that's just a really quick review of the definition of sexual assault, rape, what constitutes consent, what does not, whether the person was a stranger, a family member. It includes the relationship, it includes the parts of the body as well. I'm not quite sure where my guest is tonight. I did speak to her earlier today. She did say she was coming, but that's fine. So I'm expecting her. Not quite sure what happened. But anyway, moving right along. we just have to keep going. But I just wanted to at least get you grounded and refresh your memory in reference to what sexual assault is, what sexual abuse is, statutory rape, and the definition of what constitutes sexual contact, what is prohibited, what is not. I think my longtime friend is online. I wanted to open it up just to see if he had anything to say or add to that I did not say. If Dr. Dew is available.
Hello.
Good afternoon, good evening, Dr. Dew.
Nice to see you. Dr. Dew's here. How are you doing, sis?
I'm doing fine. I wanted to know if you had anything to add to what I've already said I know that April is Sexual Awareness Month, and I wanted to know if there was anything that you needed to add, if you had a comment, question.
I have a comment, but I don't want to add anything because you have thoroughly covered all of the definitions. And if somebody can't understand that, they probably just not from this planet, okay? You've done a marvelous job.
Thank you.
And they just don't want to understand it, okay? So
yes,
the only thing I would like to comment on is that when you made the comment about this can happen to men, I want black men and women, black women out there, especially Afro-Americans, however we want to call ourselves, but Afro-American women, to know that there are a number of your husbands, boyfriends, lovers, whatever, that have been abused, have been molested, have been raped. And, you know, I want you to realize that some of the strange conditions that some of you are in with these ones, whether they be a husband, a lover, boyfriend, whatever, probably comes because of some kind of something that happened in their past. And, you know, I know you've talked about it, Evangelist Benton. We have a book called Teddy Bear Stolen Innocence. I wrote this book, and it's written to black men specifically to help them to know that it's time to be free, time to come out, time to stop hiding, stop holding on to the pain that's not theirs, and to release that and start to live a very wholesome and fulfilling life on this planet. God didn't put us here to be miserable. That's right. Satan that's doing that. God didn't put us here to be uncomfortable and, you know, like so many are living with the shame and the guilt and the embarrassment. It's time out for that, all over. If God can give me the courage and the strength to tell my story at the very, to the very detail, my wife was saying how explicit I am. I said, I am because I want these men to realize this is real. Evangelist, I woke up yesterday. We had a wonderful ministry on Sunday, but I woke up yesterday morning and I could hear my father crying out to me.
Wow.
I know you read my book, and you know, it's like, it was so incredible. I thought, oh, my wife, I said, and I wonder what my brother's done now. Because, you know, typically when my brother's doing some of his dirt, he's still doing it as a grown man, I'll get these cries in the spirit from my father. And that's what happened. So
wow.
I said, well, hey, Dad, I've forgiven you. I've forgiven my brother. I love you. I pray that you got it right with God and that he accepts you. You know, you may not get all the crowns that you would have gotten had you gotten your life cleared, but I'm believing that you made it to the other side. But, man, when I heard him crying, I thought, boy, what a day we're going to have.
Wow, that is something. Yeah. Isn't it amazing how God speaks to us?
Oh, yes. And I try to get people to really embrace that and understand it. You know, God is not in some foreign planet, or he's not off somewhere on a journey. He is ever present. And he can speak to all 7 billion people if they would listen at the same time.
Yes.
If they would listen.
Yes, because he is truly on the
So you continue doing your work. Continue doing this work. And for those of you in foreign lands, we have someone now that can translate this book into Chinese, into Spanish, and into, I think, the other two key languages. But I know those two. So Teddy Bear, Stolen Innocence. If you want to find out more of my work, go to my website. Really simple. DrDue.com. DrDue.com. And if you go today and sign up, any day, matter of fact, we will get you a free PDF of Teddy Bear.
Yes.
It's yours for the taking.
Yes. Yes, that's awesome. Yeah, I mentioned, don't say a word about this, on last Monday, I talked about your book on the air.
Oh, marvelous.
Yes. and was just talking about how, excuse me, how detailed, you know, that story is, and how, you know, how you just really, you draw that person in so they can like almost be right there. And I think I was talking about, my guest who was actually supposed to be here tonight, I'm gonna put you all on hold and see where she is. But I was talking to the guest that I had last week, which was Ms. Karen Brank, and she was just kind of sharing her story, talking about it from a social work perspective. And so some of the things that she said, you know, reminded me of your book. And so I mentioned it because it is just so so graphic, but how God allowed us to take that which was meant and turn it into good, and how he allows us, and how he is just, he allows us to be able to heal, because he is a healer and he's a sustainer of life. And so I just thought that to be very awesome, you know, that you were able to do that. But the other reason why I brought it up is because we were talking about the event and how sometimes things of that nature will cause us to have triggers and cause us to remember, and that it is okay to remember, and it's okay to allow our feelings to take us wherever we need to go, so that we can, embrace the feeling and then learn to forgive, let it go, because it, you know, it's a part of who we are. We're spiritual beings living in a earthen vessel, and because we do, you know, we feeling, and that don't be afraid to allow the feelings to come, and to allow the tears to be a refreshing, because you need to release them, you know, and then be able to take that and turn it into good.
So well, you know, sis, one of the things that I share with individuals with regard to that is that if Jesus as a man had the ability and willingness, and he actually did it, wept.
Yes.
And he was the greatest man on earth. What's wrong with the rest of these men
exactly.
Listening to the lies of our society that say, you know, you're weak and yada, 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 foolishness, stop it, stop it. Stop listening. And the other thing that you're talking about, triggers, I can recall this whole process that people are in. It's not a miracle. We're not asking for miracles. We're receiving healing. And if you study what healing means, it's a process, and it can be over a lifetime. There are days when my wife, we were laughing about this over the last 22 years, but in the last probably 10 years even, I still have had times when I could remember as if it were happening 50 years ago. Okay, almost 60 years ago. I can sense the smell of what was happening and the feel. Those things have been triggered. And a lot of times now, in the last number of years, when I was built, it's in prayer time, and just, you know, when I was writing. So it's real, and it remains with you, but you don't have to remain paralyzed. See, that's
right.
The problem. So many are paralyzed and stuck in the place of anger and wanting to get even and wanting to, and revenge and all that foolishness, and not realizing that you're the one that's really at great risk of your health, your mental health, your physical health, all your health. The person, the perpetrator, has gone on having a great time, probably living their life, maybe abusing others. But you're sitting there holding all this stuff in, and it's really, you've got to let it go. I mean, you have to let it go if you want to be healthy and wholesome and live a fulfilled life. That's your choice. I choose life.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly. And I think, if you recall, one of the things we talked about was taking the series that I did was talking about taking back control. And what does that mean? And what I said, I asked the question, and then I turned around and answered it, and I said that means getting your life back. And I even went on to say, you know, how do we do that? Because that was the tool that I was releasing. How do we do that? And I began to talk about, you know, just the turmoil of rape and changing our perspective of what is and what's important, and the effects of rape and changing the old ways and our patterns of behavior, and the way that we do things and the way we think and who do we trust, and altering our values and shifting things. And those things is what causes us to, like you said, that healing process is a continuum. So one of the tools that I talked about was evaluating what those resources was, those resources within, which we did a thorough job of talking about the resources within. And now, of course, here today, we're talking about the resources in our environment. So I've kind of gotten to the third layer, that third tier, if you will. We talked about evaluating the resources and then the resources within, which was the second tier. Now we're on that last tier of resources in our environment. And so we talked about taking back control and writing things down and reaching out to the community, reaching out to our friends and our family. And, of course, if we've done all of that, that means we've broken the silence and we're writing books, like you said. I think that, to me, is reaching into your environment. So that means, you know, I'm hooked up with you, you're hooked up with me, you know, and we learn from each other. And no one person has all the answers, but, you know, as a collaborative body, we share. Dr. Du, I went to an awesome workshop this weekend, and it was just mental development, and it was talking about Christian counseling. And I thought about you for a minute there. And I just, you know, was able to gain some valuable tools and some refreshers. And it really, to me, it helped me to just know that, you know, I'm on the right track and the information that is being given and, you know, the tools that are being given to the listeners, you know, it's what they're talking about, you know. And so that was very enlightening for me. It was very powerful for me. It gave me strength and, you know, and things of that nature. And then, of course, you know, to hear from you from time to time, and I know you're busy as well, you know, that's just a great strength to me, you know, and a great encouragement that, you know, we do have to continue and that, you know, the Lord allowed us to go through these things because, you know, He knew that we could endure and He knew that we could, you know, we could handle it and we were going to make it. You know, some didn't make it, but, you know, for those of us who did, you know, what are we going to do with it? You know, we're not going to, like you said, we're not going to have a pity party. We're just not going to wallow in it, but we're going to allow ourselves to heal, and then we're going to give back.
Absolutely, and I think that is so important, what you said, the understanding that we're in the healing process, and as we are healing, we're also giving back. Those of us that are called to, I don't believe everyone is called to give back in the same way as others. So you have to find what is right for you, and then that's what you have to apply to your life. And that's what people, you know, have to do. But the key is that when you learn that when you get that understanding and you learn to give, then you realize you've empowered yourself even greater, because when you give, that's when you receive, and you can receive in such a incredible way. So, yeah, I'm glad that you're doing it and others are willing to do that. You grow, and you find yourself growing instead of becoming stagnant. So many are stagnant, but you're not stagnant.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to stop in and say I'm here getting myself ready. We're, as I think I told you, we're heading out of this area. I'm going to a new place, and actually tonight I'm in the process of packing. So
oh wow!
I'm packing and listening to you, and this is marvelous. So this is really a joy to know what you're doing. Someone's got to do it. Someone's got to step up and do this kind of work, because you know He's called us to do it. I believe we have an assignment from the Lord. I was received a note from a very influential person who has been abused and written an incredible book, and her word is, you know, we're called to do this. This is our assignment.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And just staying focused and not throwing in the towel, not aborting the work that has been acquired of our hands, I think is the most important. So many have not finished the race, if you will. And I just wanna be in God's will, and I wanna make sure that I reach those who are in need. You know, those that are, as a matter of fact, there are those that are in Africa that have reached out and are ready, you know, to do partnership, and trying to make sure that I get my things in order so that I can do just that. If they feel that I have something to say for the people that are in their country that can gain and I can leave a deposit, I can leave a seed for them, for someone else in another country to be able to walk in victory against all odds, then, you know, I just ask God to make that avail at the appointed time, on His time, not mine, you know, that I would have a word for them as well.
Well, you know, I've received several calls over the last few years of doing this work, and people, and from Africa, and by saying, you know, saying I'm supposed to come to Africa and all this, and all I would say to you, and if you're in Africa listening, and you're one of those people that call me, you can't say that He's one that talks behind your back. Be careful, and be sure it's God that's having you to do whatever you do, particularly if you feel that you're supposed to go there. I've been around ministry for all my life, 65 years, and I've known at least, I can't even count the number of ones, ministers who have gone there, and recently many they were successful, but I've also known some that have gone to these countries, gotten sick, come back here to America and died. And so I want you to please be sure that it's God that's sending you, and that it's not somebody on the other end of the line inviting you over there into a trap.
Yes,
not negative, but I'm just being, I'm saying let's use the wisdom of the Lord, because I've seen too many things happen.
Yes. And, of course, you know, you're dealing with some serious strongholds when you go over there, so you definitely have to be very discerning, and you have to go with a team. I recommend nobody go over there by themselves. You know,
absolutely.
If that call, because everybody can't go, and you know, I'm not in no type of, you know, I'll go when the Lord releases me, if He releases me to go. But I do know that there is a great need.
Absolutely, there is.
You know.
Well, I think you said the key word. You want a team of intercessors and workers that can be there and be on, be alert and be aware of what's happening, because the witchcraft that we have in America, it's something, but it's nothing compared to what those people have to deal with over there. That's a stronghold that's much stronger, I believe, from what I've been told, those that have gone there.
All right.
And so,
For real.
God. But this work is, and again, those your listeners, you know, if you, I would just encourage you to really really reach out to the men. I'm going to hammer that, because in my partnering with this new person, you know, she was saying how many men that come up to her or the wives come to the conference, and then their husbands or boyfriends, whatever, you know, they're there, and she has been able to answer questions, but she's not as comfortable in answering those men as she feels I would be, and other men that have gone through. And I thank God I know that I'm not the only man, but right now I'm the only one that we know of that's speaking as openly. And my thing is to get right. Do you have somebody else that's waiting? Because I'm just chatting with you. Do you have someone? Take your calls.
Well, actually, what I was going to say, it's funny that you say that. I made that plea on last week's show to the men, because I do know that, and I guess I'll repeat that, there is one man that has is probably listening. He has made a bold statement, and he's out there. Not only was he a victim, he was a victor as well. He was a perpetrator, I should say it that way, and a victim. And so he has seen and experienced both sides, but today he walks in victory. And so I will be getting with him as well, because God has given him, because he has done, and he was, he's the doer and and the other side. And so I will be getting with him, and talking with him and getting him to talk to the men as well. I met him at a body of Christ International Business Owners workshop international that was recently opened in the Raleigh Durham area. Met some awesome people, and he was one of them. Has an awesome testimony, and definitely we'll be getting with him and his ministry and what God has called of his hands. And we will be getting together here shortly. And if I'm not mistaken, I saw that he was going to be joining us tonight, so he's probably in the background. Would have been nice if he would have pressed one and queued in, and I could at least let him introduce himself.
Well, do this, sis. When you meet with this gentleman, please have him to call me, because just as I am planning to do that interview with you, I finished one last week, and since we're kind of moving, I haven't really pressed to get to you, but very soon here I'd like to get your interview, and I'd love to chat with him if he wants to be anonymous or if he wants to be for this series that I'm doing. So let him know that there's someone that's interested in talking to him.
Yes, I will.
Give him my number and tell him I don't expose folks unless they ask to be.
Yeah, I will definitely do that. He's just an awesome, him and his wife are just awesome team. They're just an awesome team, and the ministry work that God has given unto him is just impacting the lives of people, and particularly he's reaching out to the men. Yes, amen. We'll definitely be doing that.
All righty, God bless.
God bless you. Thank you for taking the time with me. I just tell you, I don't know what happened to my guest again. I'm not happy with that, but we'll get it together. And thank you, Dr. Dew, for joining me tonight and just giving me your insight and your input and just speaking to the men. There are men listening, actually. I actually have men listening right now, and so that was just a very important that you come on and speak on behalf of the men, because again, even as we talk about April being Sexual Assault Awareness Month, doesn't matter who I have, I want them to talk about the men, because we always are catering to the women, and that's just I don't want the men to be forgotten in all of this, because they often are. And whenever I go, and I I hear people just talk about the women, you know, I'm always going to raise my hand. I'm like, okay, but what about the men? What do you have to say to the men? You know, what about the men?
Exactly.
You know, okay, but the numbers are small, but guess what? They're out there. There are men who still need to be freed. There's still men who need to break their silence. There's still men who need to step up to the front line. There's still men who need to talk to other men. Where are they, and what do you have to say? And what is, you know, what message do you need to send to them? What do you have to say? Because I have something to say to men, but what do you have to say to men? Because you're not talking about them. So I'm going to make sure that the men are heard.
I appreciate that. Would you also be sure, if you would, and continue to remind people of our prayer, our World Awareness Prayer Day, that's coming on
May
15th, 2 days after Mother's Day. We're going to be praying at 12 noon. And we'd like all of you men listening to join us. Just come to blogtalkradio.com / DRDUE, Dr. Du. Or look me up on the World Wide Web. It'll show up there.
I'm going to put it on my
National Day of Prayer.
Okay. I'll put it up on my website as well.
Yeah, May 15th.
I'll do that.
You know, those men that have been involved in incest, go to Facebook and like incest in America. We have a whole like page where people that have dealt with incest can post their stories and communicate with other incest victors.
Yes.
Yeah. All that's available.
Yes, exactly. And, of course, me being an incest survivor myself, you know, I definitely will be joining. I will be joining you as well.
Yeah, you're on that page. I think you are. I know I invited you originally. But if not, please join us.
Yes, definitely. So I will put the word out there. I'll put it up on my website as well. Thanks for reminding me about that.
Yeah, it's under pages, and all they have to do is just put in their it's under groups, rather. I'm sorry, groups. Yeah, Incest in America. And I think there's your picture. Yeah, there's your picture standing by the door.
Okay. Yeah, I will definitely remind the listening audience about Prayer Day on May 15, 2012 on Blog Talk Radio, Incest in America, Eastern Standard Time. Is that Eastern Standard Time or is that your time, Dr. Du? I'm sorry.
That's 12 noon. It's my time now. It won't be soon, but it's 12 noon Mountain Standard Time.
Oh, Mountain Standard Time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll put it out there and make sure that I get the time zones correctly. Oh, because I messed up today. I don't know what. I twisted everything up, and so when I went out there to get ready to air the show, it said 7 hours. 7 hours and some change. I'm like, that is not right. So I'm looking at my page, and it looks right, and everything's right, and I go back to the studio, and it's 7 hours. I'm like, okay. And it turns out that the time zone was wrong. I was like, oh, man.
Okay, yeah, that can happen. I've seen that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All righty.
Well,
I'm getting a call.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Du, for joining me and having a talk. I appreciate you. Love you. Take care of yourself, and I'll be hearing from you soon.
God bless. Have a good one, though.
Okay, God bless you. We praise God for Dr. Du. He is always, always ready to help a sister out, I tell you. Well, I have about 5 minutes left, and I do apologize for I'm not going to reschedule this again right now. Have some other things we need to talk about. I do apologize for my guest not being here this evening, but I pretty much kind of covered everything in terms of the North Carolina against sexual assault. You know, I just kind of wanted to talk to her in reference to some things that they have going on. I do know that there are projects that are going on that she will be involved in. But we will have her. We will have her at some point in time. And I probably have an email out there waiting for me, but I'm not able to access that while I'm on the air right this minute. So, but I believe that you were informed and you got what you needed. Maybe this was, you know, I wanted for this particular time. And so for those of you that are listening in the chat room, I just want to say thank you for tuning in. And if for the parts that you missed in terms of definition of what sexual assault is, what the North Carolina state laws are, or, you know, which should be the same just about everywhere, with a little bit of tweaking depending on your legislation, they should all pretty much line up the difference between sexual misconduct, sexual assault, what rape is. And what constitutes consent and what does not. You can go back and listen to the archives. And in closing, there was one thing I did want to mention in terms of just talking about April being Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And was that, you know, in terms of taking back control, and we talked about the three tiers that I've pretty much covered thoroughly. We talked about the resources in your environment and taking back control. This one couple of tools I just wanted to give to you for those of you who are just beginning to get started in your healing process, or even in just being able to share or talk about or acknowledge the fact that this is something that you, your loved one, your child, your cousin, your grandma, you know, your family, your friend, you know, a neighbor down the street. I just wanted to give you this one tool, or at least make the statement about taking control. And that was being raped or experiencing sexual assault, such as incest, what me and Dr. Du talked about. Certainly, we know that that is a life-changing experience. But I just wanted to leave this thought with you. You still do not have to remain a victim, you, your loved one, or whomever that person may be. And there is a continuum, and there is a process from becoming a victim to being a survivor to being an overcomer, to being more than a conqueror. And we're trying to be more than a conqueror, but it is a process. So as survivors, sometimes we're taking hostage over our thoughts of the assault or the attack. We talked about nightmares. We talked about night sweats. We talked about panic attacks. We talked about depression and so forth and so on. I wanted to just leave this thought with you in terms of taking control. And that was to remember to write things down, write down your memories and record them in detail, to visualize, do visualization exercises, see yourself gaining power and strength, and to breathe. Remember to breathe. Breathe deeply and breathe slowly. And while breathing, recall, remember the details, but do breathe. And then see yourself take control. You all be blessed. Have a good evening. I will be right back here again next Monday, 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. And also want to just say thank you again for listening and tuning in. I do appreciate each and every one of you each and every week. Be blessed. And if you need to contact me, please do so at blogtalkradio.com. Victory Against All Odds. good night, and have a great evening.